Michael Johnson is not ready. Bousinov is not ready. Yeah, I'm very happy. He's been training now for us, with us for a while, and he seems to be a very, very good player. Well, I saw him when he played for Portsmouth, of course, and scoring 12 goals so far. He's good, he's strong, he's quick. He seems to be happy, which is good. That's true, but the important thing today is that he's a Manchester City player today, and we will have him for 2.5 years, I think he signed the contract. So that's good, and he will for sure score goals for us. I think it's very, very close. I think it's one of these days it will be signed, what I heard. Very close. Well, Elano, we all know what Elano is. He's a brilliant football player. He's doing some magic out there now and then. Very often, I would say. He's out, but that's the rules in football. You can't do anything about that. You have to put in, I have to put in some other players there. And the same as a right back. Of course I am. I mean, it's a big match for United because they didn't win the last game they played. It's a big match for us. We didn't win neither, and we didn't play good football first 30 minutes. So of course it's a big game, it's a important game. And it will be a good game, but I also hope that we will do a good result.
Do you think you will have to be at your best?
Yes.
This season to be?
No doubt about that. We have to be at our best if we want to leave Old Trafford with something. Absolutely.
Do you worry that if you don't get a result at Old Trafford that the season perhaps has a danger of maybe just falling away a little bit?
No, I'm not afraid of that, because I think we have two proud football players for that. There are 13 games to play, 14, 13. And no, we will fight until the end of the season.
Now obviously it's going to be a very emotional day because of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Munich air disaster. A lot's been said about how fans will respect the minute's silence. What would your message be to the City fans that are going to that game?
Well, as a club and me as the manager, we sent out many messages so far, and we can go on doing it, but to use common sense, of course. I mean, football is one thing, but when people dying too early in an extremely bad accident, you have to respect that. Doesn't matter if you are wearing blue shirt or red shirt or whatever you're wearing, because it has nothing to do with football. It's just to remember those who did the same job as we're doing today, and it was sad, and that's it, and should be respected. Use common sense and don't be a fan for that minute. After that, you're a fan again.
Because the club's fans have a very good reputation for the travelling fans.
Yeah, and I really hope that that reputation is still very good after the match. Well, I know. I heard it today, and I know that the club has... well, on one hand, if you are the manager of the national team, I don't think you are very happy about playing even one more game, when at the same time you're talking about maybe having a winter break. So it's always a collision. But, yeah, it would be interesting to go somewhere and play one game. It would be.